So, folks, they think you're so dumb that they produced a fake bin Laden photo and gave it to the newspapers, and the newspapers all ran with a Photoshop the government had already put out 3 years ago of him with, you know, bullet holes in his head and his face all smashed in. And they know emotionally people needed to see the dead body. You know, habeas corpus goes back not just to show the body. If you're going to go to jail for something, they need evidence of it. Show the person you killed. It even predates that in a dual way, that if the king said there's a bounty on this person, you had to bring the body. Bring him in, dead or alive, but bring the body. Bring the body strapped over the horse or you don't get the bounty. But you notice in this dead or alive, we don't get to see it. Now, you know, like Mussolini being hauled up in Rome by his feet to be spit on for 3 days by hundreds of thousands of people, or Ceausescu, you know, you want to see the body. We saw Saddam hung. He was in a prison for a year in front of everybody. Where is the body? Where is the body? Where is the body? No, we're not being shown that. He's thrown into the ocean. And I told Kurt Nemo last night, I said, we need a part in the article about where is his body. And conveniently, they thrown it in the ocean. Now, joining us from Pakistan, and we'll find out how close to where this reportedly happened outside one of their largest cities, is General Hamid Ghul, retired Pakistani Army general, served as the Director General of Pakistan's Inner Service Intelligence. He was instrumental in the anti-Soviet support of Mujahideen in the Afghan War. In 79 to 89, he was also a veteran of a war with India as a ground soldier. And we appreciate Hamid Ghul joining us to give us his take on what is unfolding here. Sir, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Eric.
General Ghul, you've got the floor. What do you make of this? I see it as a complete psyop, because my White House sources 9 years ago on record confirmed that he had been killed and was frozen on ice. But, I mean, what's your take on this?
Well, they had finished the cell, done away with it. Sometimes in 2005, there was a cell which was meant specially to chase and track Osama bin Laden. And then it was called off. I mean, that was abolished altogether. So you are quite right. There is a great deal of suspicion, especially that the question of body, as you were mentioning, is a very important question. Now, we know that every single U.S. soldier carries a video camera in his helmet. And why that footage has not been shown to the world, so that the world would be convinced. And one picture that I saw of Osama bin Laden, that looks very young, Osama. Bin Laden, 10 years ago, was older, and this picture showed him even younger than that in comparison.
No, sir, they now admit it's a fake photo. So they already put fake photos out to the media showing the complete disregard for the public. But going back specifically, sir, as you point out, it was obviously a younger Bin Laden from what he would be today. It looks like about a 1999 photo that's been photoshopped, and they admit that. But what about President Benazir Bhutto? She said that bin Laden had been killed and was dead, and then she was, of course, murdered. Break that down for us, sir.
Yeah, that is what Pervez Musharraf also repeated. If you remember, Pervez Musharraf said that he's dead. And he very authentically said, I know he's dead. So if one goes by that, then this seems to be just a make-believe drama. In aid of Obama's campaign next year for his rerun of the presidential election. Of course, he's got all the advantage for it, but it's only a symbolic victory. As a soldier, I look at it differently, and let me explain it to you. I think Osama bin Laden, if at all he was living, he was a very, very ill man, and he would have perished in any case with passage of time. Over the 10 years, his image and his clout has receded into the history. And now with this, he putting up a fight, one helicopter brought down, and his wife stood in front of him, and his son was killed along with his two guards. Now this is going to create a stuff that is fit for the folklore, for the legend making, and for the battle ballad. So I think Ted Osama is going to be a terrible phenomena for you, for the Americans, and for the Western world, because this is going to enrage the Arab opinion, because Arab opinion was so badly hurt when Saddam Hussein was caught and he was dragged out of a rat hole and he was humiliated. So this was a sort of a shame that was hurled on the Arab psyche. But this time around, it's going to be different. Osama will appear as now a hero, and he will be etched in the memory of the people, and already the Arab wave of public wave, which is on the rise, it is going to catch hold of it. And if that wave does not get satisfied through the democratic means, and as it appears they are being blocked, then I think they will be left with no choice but to adapt to the philosophy that Osama bin Laden had earlier adopted.
General Hamid Ghul, I completely concur. For Western opinion, it makes Obama look like he's tough. A week after he kicks off his election campaign, it makes the wars look like they've paid off. But all over Central Asia, the Middle East, it builds him up as a guy that went out in a blaze of glory, up on the mountaintop, like in For the Bell Tolls. This really sells that image and really resuscitates bin Laden, who had faded back into the annals. But Madeleine Albright, sir, and I would direct you to prisonplanet.com and infowars.com, though the sites are pretty much down right now because of mega traffic. I was told by, and I'm just giving you this intel because I want you to be able to look into it, Steve Pachinik, who was the number two man under Kissinger, who said he worked with bin Laden and worked with the Pakistanis against the Russians. He told me in April of 2002 that he was dead on ice and that would be rolled out whenever they felt like it. Then Albright came out on Fox News a year later and said that. And I had two other White House sources before this was even news tell me this. And these are high-powered people who were proud of this, and they're so arrogant that they would say this, and then now they put out a fake photo. They throw the body away, instead of handing it over to the nearest mosque, that was a Wahhabist in the area. That, of course, would be the Islamic tradition. Correct me if I'm wrong, sir.
Oh, yes, that's very disgraceful, really, the way they have conducted themselves. And after that, Hillary Clinton going on the TV and showing all the imperial hubris that she could put out, it is now really nauseating. Because this is a big victory, I can tell you. Osama, if at all he has been now killed, then he was a drag on the operations of Al-Qaeda. He was not helpful at all because he was absolutely laid out of the battle. So what good is it going to be? And now you are telling Taliban once again, you were on the right track a little bit, but now you are telling them, put down your weapons, this is the condition, and we will never accept this. This is only symbolic, it's only psychological boost to the American people, if at all, and as you said, that it may be a boost for Obama's campaign, but other than that, I can assure you, as far as the real matters are concerned, they are going to be worse than before, because Al-Qaeda is now spread out into Maghreb, what is North Africa, into Yemen, into Somalia, into Chad, into many other places. So Al-Qaeda is a now growing and expanding phenomena, while the American might and their arrogance is a diminishing phenomenon.
General Ghul, there's so many points, so many questions I have, but just looking at this, I remember you were on 6 months ago and you said the West has lost the war for the opium, for the oil. The people are turning against them. The Pakistani government will soon order the drones out. A week ago, they said, that's it. You must have them out by mid-May. That's it. And then suddenly this happens. I think this timing of this ace in the hole they've pulled in this card game, what are the globalist powers that have hijacked the U.S. and England and are trying to destabilize your country? How are they planning to use this domestically in Pakistan? And what's the sentiment of the Pakistani army dealing with 1,000 drones bombing your country?
Very, very negative. Very, very enraged. Very, very angry. I can assure you, people of Pakistan are sick and fed up. And I think already the limits of our tolerance has been transgressed. And I think there is going to be a lot of trouble because lines of communication run through Pakistan, of course, And if the army is not backing the line of communication, not supporting it, not protecting it, then I can assure you that it will not work out. And I think the battle is lost as far as Afghanistan is concerned. Taliban are on the surge this time. 1st of May yesterday, they said Operation Badr, which is a new operation which they are launching, the spring offensive, and I think there is no way because the battle on the battlefield it has been lost. I am prepared to sit down with any top general of America and discuss with him, how do you tell me you are going to win? We'll war game it, and I can assure you he will lose hands down. Now, the other point that you were talking about is Pakistan. If Pakistan gets destabilized as a result of this, and I fear and I suspect and so do the people of Pakistan and the armed forces of Pakistan, that American, some dark impulse in America, not the whole lot of Americans, but like people like Patriots or John Allen or McChrystal earlier on and Mike Mullen, I think they are out for snatching our nuclear assets. This is not going to happen. This is going to be very dangerous because a desperate Pakistan would be a terrible enemy to deal with because Pakistan is not a pushover. It's a very large nation. It has many abilities. It is self-sufficient in food. It has a very large army. It has a mujahideen, you know, coming up. The spirit of jihad is there. It has been kindled to an extent that it cannot be now contained. And if it is fueled from outside by aggression, then it is going to become a bonfire and it is going to consume the entire region. And
well, that's my next point, sir. We have Saudi Arabia now running to Pakistan for help, cutting oil production because the West is trying to destabilize them as well. That's now confirmed, trying to manipulate the Arab Spring. I mean, we could be creeping towards a conflagration. Many analysts I interview who I respect are saying we are edging towards World War III, starting in Pakistan, if the globalist, the dark impulse, go ahead with this.
Yeah, that's right. I think I agree with your assessment. And it is all because India and Israel are now riding the policies of America. This is very unfortunate that American lives are being lost. American money is being squandered all to serve somebody else's interest. Now, this is diabolical, and I think this must stop.
Bottom line, you are saying from the evidence you have, this whole bin Laden killing is a staged event.
It appears so. I cannot definitely say it, but why don't they show the body? They should have taken the body to the ground zero and then displayed it there and then handed over to the Muslims for a decent Islamic burial. That's a very simple thing that should have been done. Why has it not been done?
It's just incredible, sir. Other key points about where this is going, clearly a propaganda operation. Any other points?
No, I think now they are aiming at Pakistan, and it will be disastrous if they open another war because they have Iraq is not settled yet. Afghanistan, they are losing in, and as far as Pakistan is concerned, if they go for it, then it will be disastrous because I don't think the regional powers, and I mean China.
General Gould, stay there for one moment. Visit InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. When you're on the site, you can also tune in 24 hours a day to my daily radio broadcast. There's also a free iPhone app to listen to the syndicated radio show when and where you want.